Barhead Afford Assiniboine man will have to wait to see what his punishment will be for illegally possessing a firearm. On October 8 at Barhead Court of Justice, Barry Adam Anthony Ross pleaded guilty to an amended charge of possession of a firearm contrary to a mandatory weapons prohibition. The matter had been slated for trial later that day. Crown Prosecutor Benjamin Wiebe said two other charges, possession of a firearm weapon in a vehicle and altering, defacing, removing a serial number from a firearm, would be withdrawn upon the conclusion of sentencing. Ross's lawyer, Richard Forbes, requested an adjournment until the court could complete a pre-sentencing report on his client. Justice Bruce Garrick granted the request, adjourning the matter until December 10. The Crown said that on May 3, 2024, Barhead RCMP Corporal Felipe Vicente was dealing with Ross for driving a Honda Big Red trike on a public roadway for not having a driver's license, insurance or registration. A Honda Big Red trike is a type of off-highway vehicle similar to a quad. Wiebe added that Vicente found open liquor containers in the accused pockets and a firearm in the back of the OHV. Vicente confirmed that Ross was subject to a weapons prohibition and took the accused into custody. When securing the firearm, a .22 caliber lever action rifle, it had an empty round in the chamber and a live round in the magazine, the Crown said. The firearm had the serial number painted over, and Vicente found once the paint was removed learned that the serial number was filled off. Wiebe said police released Ross on an appearance notice for court on June 11 as he was very accommodating to their requests and had a history of showing up for his court appearances. In addition to possessing a firearm contrary to a mandatory weapons prohibition charge, Wiebe agreed to have the associated Traffic Safety Act tickets, including transporting open liquor, operating an unregistered motor vehicle or trailer, and failing to hold a valid operator's license, addressed at the December 10 session. The court also adjourned three additional charges from another file: possession of a prohibited firearm, contravening regulations, and uttering threats to cause death or bodily harm until November 12. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.